He's got the knowledge.
Because once again, I have to come on air and talk about how right I am once again in anything that it comes to sports.
He's got the questions.
I'm going to lose it. Are you kidding me? What are we doing here?
He's got the guests.
20th head coach in Fresno State history here, Matt. Is it hard to believe sometimes still the 20th head coach here in program history?
It's all moved really quickly here over the course of the last 5-6 weeks. But super excited to be here.
Phil Bonatti is the voice for the Central Valley sports leader. Behind the Bench starts now. Brought to you by Helena Agri.
That's right, Behind the Bench here on 1430 ESPN, Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader here on this wonderful Wednesday, September 10th. Good to have you, good to be here, and good to be live from near our lovely location of Bob Bennett Stadium, Pete Biden Field here at Fresno State. Good to be here on a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Maybe unseasonably a little cooler, and this is September 10th, but we are live from the PD versus Fire Department baseball game coming up, the Heroes Classic, which is coming up later tonight at 6 p.m. So can't wait for that, and we're having a very special show today involving those two departments and talking about all the great things that are be coming up here on this wonderful Wednesday afternoon. You just listened to Giants baseball here on 1430 ESPN. Giants baseball, of course, the Giants falling 5-3 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. So 2 out of 3 there between the two teams. The Giants will move on to an off day tomorrow. And then as important of a series for the Giants, a do or die, got to have it, Dodgers series coming up against the LA Dodgers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend. Looking forward to that. Of course, we are live. Like you said, we're going to be talking to some great individuals from either the fire and the police department. Can't wait to bring you those interviews up ahead of first pitch coming up at around 6:15 tonight in honor of September 11th. That's right. Even though September 11th tomorrow, today is the day they're doing the baseball game here on this Wednesday, and so we are looking forward to previewing that matchup for everybody here. So that's what we got on for you today. People are going to be tailgating. We already got some tailgates set up as far as that's concerned. Some players are going to be warming up before this game, getting ready. Some former Fresno State baseball players on both of these rosters. Looking forward to hearing from either side on that as we move along. So looking forward to that. Can't wait to get into it. But first, let's get into some sponsors here on the show. Of course, we're streaming live, audio only right now, streaming live on 1430 ESPN Fresno social media accounts, the Facebook, the Twitter, YouTube, and the Twitch accounts there as far as we got it there for you guys. And, of course, we also got streaming live audio only on 1430 ESPN app and ESPN Fresno as well. So that's where you can follow us for the next couple of hours, taking up to 6 p.m. tonight. And nothing much on our channel after that, just ESPN programming for you as we had A's and Giants baseball earlier today. We have the Lee's Air Hotline, 559-320-1430, the way to reach us. Lee's Air Hotline, 559-320-1430, the way to reach our show, which is the way you can talk about anything that's going on in our wonderful Central Valley here in terms of sports. And so that's what we got for you on the docket today. Of course, we also have the Lee's Air Weather Check. And I said it's beautiful out here. Couldn't pick a better day to be outside. 83 degrees right now is the temperature at the top of our show. 83 degrees, sitting in the 80s for the next few days. Could get back to the 90s by the weekend. Potential 90s degree temperature in terms of the Fresno State football game on Saturday, so plan accordingly. We are also grateful to have some other great sponsors as well. Of course, Grocery Outlet is a great sponsor, and they have the Tailgate Ready contest going on right now. We just had our winner announced today out of Kerman, so congratulations to the winner out of Kerman's store, our friend Cynthia, who picked up her tickets today, and $100 to the Grocery Outlet out in Kerman. So if you want $100 and 2 tickets to an upcoming Fresno State game for your tailgate, getting tailgate ready, that the way to enter is to visit their stores out in Kerman, Sanger, Northwest Fresno, Downtown Fresno, and Southeast Fresno locations. All right, we're getting into it today. Of course, talking about everything that's going on in sports. Like I said, talking a little baseball right here at the top. We'll talk to many people who are involved in this game as well. We'll do into some Mountain West football talk, a little big picture. I know Fresno State, of course, they got Southern University Saturday. So we'll dive into maybe what else is going to be going on in the Mountain West this weekend in terms of scores and games. And we also have my 5 at 5, which we'll talk about my 5 favorite football games coming up for the high school slate as well. Last 5 of 5 we have for this week. So that's what we got for you. Joined here with Jorge, who's in the studio. Good to have Jorge. Jorge, how are we doing after that Giants loss? How are we doing over there?
Doing all right. I mean, we won yesterday, so I feel like we're giving one out. This one wasn't too bad, but I mean, I don't know if you like. I don't feel like we're fighting for anything anymore.
Yeah.
So it's not like one loss is gonna hurt us, but I mean, it keeps us away from the.
Yeah.
You know the what is it called?
The wild card.
The wild card. That's right.
You guys are you guys need you Philly fans tonight. That's what you are. You're a Philly fan tonight, in terms of it. So. Need the Phillies to win to maintain the gap that the Giants have right now, which is currently 2.5, could get to 2 if the Phillies do win tonight. And then Giants are idle tomorrow, and then the Phillies battle again tomorrow against the Mets. So a 4-game sweep potentially in the hands of the Phillies here could be a lot helpful for the Giants. Could be at 1.5 before they even throw a pitch against the Dodgers tomorrow night. Also, we'll say hi to Chloe here. Chloe standing by next to me here. Chloe, how are you doing on this Wednesday?
I'm doing great today. Shockingly, I'm not in a jacket for once.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day outside. I'm excited to be out here. A
little breezy. We got the Easy Up open right now. We got our table and our setup here. And excited to talk all things sports here on this day. So good to have you. We'll have you the social media. And Chloe, we just posted a little giveaway on the social media. What do we got for you?
Yes, we did. On our Instagram account, we have a story post up. I have 4 tickets to the Fresno State versus Southern University football game this Saturday. Come find our booth. There's a code word up on the Instagram page. Come show us that. Say that word, and you get a chance to win those 4 tickets.
4 tickets. That's right. We're giving away 4 tickets to the Southern versus Fresno State game coming up on Saturday. So Chloe gave the instructions. Go to our Instagram, ESPN Fresno. Come on down. We'll be here for the next 2 hours here at Pete Biden Field. We're behind left field fence out here of the stadium. So come on down and be a part of it here. So cool, Chloe. Looking forward to that. Appreciate that. Let's dive into what we got with baseball in terms of it. And Jorge and I were last night at the Fresno Grizzlies playoff game last night, and got the pleasure to just be there as fans. Jorge, you barely get some time to go be a fan. Luckily, you did last night, but unfortunately, it was not in a winning effort. Grizzlies falling 2-0. To the San Jose Giants. So Grizzlies have their back against the wall. They need to win 2 games in a row in San Jose starting tomorrow, which you can listen to right here on 790. But Jorge, disappointing night last night for the Grizzlies, I would say. I was expecting a whole lot more, but the Giants pitchers, man, they were pitching well.
It was a tough battle. It was a tough battle. It was a pitching duel for some time, so it was 0-0 for a long time. And all of a sudden, the Grizzlies pitchers make one mistake and San Jose takes advantage of it, and that's how it goes. Close game. It was I believe it was 2-0 at the end, right?
Yeah, 2-0.
Yeah, so it was a close game overall. Pretty good game if you like baseball. I mean, there wasn't much action to go on, but it was pretty defensive. So, I mean, it was a great atmosphere, a lot of people in the stadium, and it really felt like, you know, playoff, but just couldn't come up with the win.
Yeah, and maybe I'm kind of hoping here maybe the Giants just threw out their 2 best guys and now we have the advantage moving forward, and that was all they had in terms of weapons. But I didn't see the offensive sub coming. I mean, the Grizzlies scored like something like 20 runs in their trip to Rancho Cucamonga in 1 game. So the offensive output, certainly nothing that I would say was something I had envisioned for this baseball game last night. So we'll see. Of course, Johnny Bravo said on air, as soon as the Grizzlies, if they can figure it out here and get through this series, if they can win on Friday night, that means tickets would go on sale. The game would be Sunday. The next home game would be this coming Sunday. So you got to pay attention quick. Those things will go quickly in terms of it. So that's what we got for you there. And, Jorge, another reminder, right, we have tomorrow night's broadcast. It's at 6:15 pregame, 6:30 first pitch on 790. And then we will have, if necessary, the Friday game, which is same time as well, 6:15 pre with a 6:30 first pitch from there. So that's what we got for you from the Grizzlies' perspective.
And just a quick note, they're away games. They're not home games. So we are carrying the away games. So
we are carrying the away games, yes. So get a chance to watch the away games, get a chance to get ready for that, and we'll look forward to it as well. So that's what we got for you here at the top of the show. But I don't want to waste too much time because I think we're going to have some good guests coming on here. Like I said, members of the police department, members of the fire department coming on to our show. And I'm playing it loose here. We're just going to see what kind of happens here for the next 2 hours. So come on, hang out. We got fantastic things going on here. We got a taco truck over here. I know seeing the grill already fired up for the firefighters over there, and I'm already seeing some hot dogs being doled out here to my right as well. So we'll look forward to it. We're right here in the middle ground, by the way. I love it. We're right here in the middle between the police tailgating side and the fire department tailgating side. So we're the mediators today, the neutral party per se in terms of it. So excited to bring that to you. All right, let's take a break, Jorge, and when we come back, we're going to have some folks come on for us here on the show. So stay with us. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Central Valley's sports leader. All right, welcome back to Behind the Bench here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader. Just getting started here on our show today. Of course, Joe's antagonizing me already because he's got a hot dog in his hand, and of course I got to do a show. But you know what? I'll get my mind off of it because we got some great guests here who are with me. Mike Pierce is standing to my left. Jeff LeBlue on the other side of the table as well. Chloe's hanging around with our segment as well as we talk to the police side of this baseball game today, and excited to bring that in. Guys, how are we doing on this Wednesday afternoon?
Doing well. Down to 110, so
we'll
really
take
enjoying
it.
This.
Jeff,
yeah.
How are we doing?
Yeah, weather's fantastic. We're hoping we get a lot of people out here.
Yeah, the wind, I'm trying to gauge the wind, where it's blown out to. What's the power alleys already that we're seeing it play to? It looks like the flag's blowing out the center, so. Yeah.
Just hopefully in play. That's it. As long as it's towards the outfield, that's all we care about.
Well, it's exciting, of course, with the baseball game coming up tonight, this game against the fire department. And, of course, Mike, you were here last year, but kind of in a last-minute situation. You get a lot more lead-up into this game today. We talked about it on Monday's show, ending in a tie. I think the police maybe feels like that should have not had been the result.
Oh, 100%.
In last year's contest. What do you remember about last year's game?
Kind of flying by the seat of my pants last year, you know, coming in late. I was in L.A. at a training for work, and so I knew the game was coming on. So flying over the grapevine, getting here in the second and third inning. So what I remember about last year's game was the fact that we just kept getting a lot of errors and not being able to, you know, hold the fire guys. So hopefully it's a little different story this year.
Yeah,
I got some prep time this year as well. So I coach out also at Buchanan with Coach Font. So didn't want to make a fool of myself out here. So my son's playing there as well. So wanted to make sure when they're practicing, I was practicing too, just to don't come out here and embarrass myself.
Jeff, Mike's got some good credentials. You're telling me a little bit about it. What's Mike bringing from the baseball perspective? You mentioned he coaches over at Buchanan, you
sure.
know, so what is he bringing?
I think he brings some extra confidence from the other guys, just given his experience. And they know, you know, he was a accomplished college and then went on to pros. He's one of our new lieutenants in the agency, so that's also good camaraderie within the agency to see the leaders also come out and you know, share some sweat with the regular guys. So it's all around really good to have Mike out here.
Absolutely. So the preparation for a game like this, you mentioned it as far as that's concerned, Mike. Sometimes even to practice it around the younger guys, the high school guys, did they rag you a little bit sometimes when they were when you're getting ready, or are they really pushing you in terms of getting ready for this?
No, I yell at them too much at practice. No, they won't rag me, especially when coach tells them to do something and they don't get it, but then coach, 41 years old, able to go out there and do it to them, and even better, then they're like, oh, they won't really talk much to it. So it's good that they see me in there hitting in the cages and still can throw with them from behind the dish. They like it. I like to be around the boys too, there on the ball field. Coach Font's running a great program over there. I'm just happy to be there with them.
Absolutely. What are the drills looking like? What's the most important thing you're trying to, that you needed to do to get ready for a game like this?
Myself, make sure I catch the ball, make sure I can hit the ball. That's about it. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, it's it's different coming out of a game when that's all you do, your preparation every single day, and that's your job. When I was here with the Bulldogs, with the Orioles, was that's your job, is throw and hit every single day. So now when I'm only doing it a couple months out of the year to get prepared myself, so hopefully I don't pop a knee out of place, it's different. Your hand-eye coordination, yeah. Ball off the tee, and just seeing an actual live ball moving at you in the box is different.
Jeff mentioning that, him, the guys are taking it seriously this year. I keep bringing this up in terms of this ain't beer league softball, baseball kind of play. It is intense. There are practices. Guys are getting ready. It means a lot to the departments.
It does, for sure. You know, I feel bad for Fire. I'm not going to say they've already pulled a hammy, but they have lost some guys to the Garnet Fire, which is serious business. So, you know, we appreciate them going up there. They're getting a little taxed by losing some of those players, but they have a full roster, and we're looking forward to seeing how it goes. But yeah, there's a brotherly love, kind of like stepbrothers, right? In the drum set, that's kind of what goes on between police and fire. But at the same time, you know, it's good to show that, you know, we're completely united. And so we love those guys. They love us. And it works out well.
Mike, what is it like in the field? Do you hear it a lot from some guys sometimes? Or is the baseball game brought up a lot in the field as it builds closer and closer to this day?
Yeah, it does. When we see them in the field, it'll be, want to watch my back a little bit because I'll make sure they don't take me out at the knee or something. but it's a good camaraderie, good back and forth with them. If I ever get hurt in the field, these are the first one of guys I want to save me, to tell you the truth. I trust my life with them, and they with us. So it's a good – I think Jeff put it best, stepbrothers. You know, we love each other. We bicker at each other most of the time.
Yeah.
But it's a good camaraderie all around.
Of course, on a much serious note, this event encompassing obviously a big event in our country's history. Of course, 24 days from tomorrow – September 11th, and the importance of honoring those who were affected that day, and you guys were around that day in terms of it. And Jeff, you know, the importance of having the community event surrounding what is competition, but the idea of bringing it together. Just speak to the genesis again of the idea of this for the Fresno community.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I think 9/11 is something that our community, our first responder community, really pays close attention to, and it does get good media coverage, but I would like to see it be a little more recognized. And, you know, where we were really kind of adhering to patriotism and service to our community, because that's really what it exemplifies. So tomorrow is a big day. Obviously, we had a tragedy in the country today, which is oddly close to the next day, but you know, I would love to see an evolution and a little more patriotism around 9/11, for sure.
And, Mike, I go to you next in terms of just the relationship to the day of September 11th. And if you want to share maybe what comes to mind when you think 24 years ago to that moment.
What I think of is we're all under attack. And there was no fire or police on anybody's shoulder that day. It was all trying to do one, to do good, save people. And in the end, like I said, this banter between us goes, but we're all here for one reason. We all put our lives on the line for one reason, this community. And though we made, you know, Jack Jaws back and forth, what this game commemorates is the fact of we're all here for the community.
certainly. And that's why we're all here, and the people who are support here and people are coming to watch a game like this is so we can allow to have that opportunity to be able to enjoy a game like this as opposed to a day like that in terms of it. But it happens, obviously, in this country. But speaking to just the element of the community basis and how Fresno community comes together for the fire and police departments, per se, how would you feel the community of Fresno, you know, has been able to wrap its arms around the fire and police departments here?
So in my 15 years here at the police department, I've been around law enforcement my entire life. My dad was 40 years in law enforcement. All I've known is fire and police. The community very, very well supports us, 100%. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but anything in that we do, if someone gets down, someone's injured, something happens, for the most part, our community supports us and rallies around us, because just like everybody wants to be safe when they go about their lives and go to work and kids go to school. So for us, it's personal. And I know for the community it is. We all live here. We are the community. So for us to do that, I know the community supports us in everything we do.
And Jeff, I'll reflect the same question to you from your own experience, from what you've interacted with the community and the folks who support these two departments. You know, what is Fresno's, you know, what is the imprint Fresno gives to what you guys see in the community in terms of support for the police and,
sure,
and your side of things?
Yeah, you know, through COVID, through specifically for us, through the George Floyd era of law enforcement, there was always a real strong support for our officers. I can't speak for fire. I assume they had the same, but there was always a really strong support through those times. You walk into a restaurant or you go into a community place and people would come up to you. You know, sometimes you'd come out to your car and somebody would leave a gift card on the window. And so we know that the community supports us, and it's not always that well publicized by the media. And so it looks like we can be villainized at times, and we see it in our recruiting. There's challenges with our recruiting, but we do know that our community supports us. We know that City Hall supports us. There should be several city leaders here tonight. And so I love working here. I wouldn't have it any other way. I love the Clovis Police Department. I love that community too. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't do anything other than this.
You mentioned something in terms of, you know, the idea of the recruiting side of things. And Mike, I'll go to this question. You know, a game like this, something that kind of humanizes you guys, you know, you don't see it in the uniform. You're wearing a baseball uniform today, and you're having fun, and you're seeing the kids that are maybe around here who are coming to watch a game like this. What do you feel like it impacts when maybe kids who are growing up see what police officers are like and understand maybe that's something they want to get into as a profession down the road and making an impression?
Yeah, certainly. I think you just said it. It humanizes us. It's not just the badge and gun that we wear. Many times the kids that I coach in high school, they forget that I'm a cop at times. And they see that. And then when they see me in uniform, they're like, oh, it's Coach Pierce. I didn't know you were a cop. You're just Coach Pierce to us. So it's great to see that, you know, sometimes nationally that's what people see. But for us to step out of that uniform and see that, hey, we're just normal people just like you. We're in this community. We go to dinner. We have our families. We grow up here. It's great for the community, especially for recruiting. This is a very noble profession. I love this profession. There's nothing else besides baseball I'd want to do. like I said, it's in my blood. My brother's in it. He's standing right over there. He's a lieutenant with us as well. So this is a great event just for the kids, the community, to come out and see that, yeah, we all wear uniforms, but we're part of the community.
You didn't mention it. You played baseball before, and then you got into the profession, but you mentioned it's in the family. What specifically made you go to that decision of being a police officer after your time with baseball was up?
I'm going to say my dad. Like I said, my dad was a cop for 40 years here in Fresno. It's the only thing I knew. Was him. He was the sheriff at the sheriff's department. So he was kind of my idol growing up, everything he taught me. And so that's what I saw and what I wanted to do. He wanted to help the community, and that's what I saw and what I aspired to be.
Jeff, I'll go to that question too, because I think everybody's got their own different story. What motivated you to be a part of the police department for you?
You know, I always, from an early age, wanted to be a part of kind of some kind of service to the country. You know, I really, one of my biggest regrets is not going into the military, but I ended up in law enforcement. I followed my brother into law enforcement. I've been doing it since I was 21. And so we were the only two in the family that did it, but absolutely zero regrets. You know, I've got two daughters, and neither one of them will go this route, but I'm absolutely super proud that I've done what I've done. That's why I have the position at the FPOA that I do.
Absolutely. Let's get back to baseball real quick, because I think there's a game to be played tonight, and of course everyone's excited to it. And Mike, I'm sure you're excited to get going in this game for you guys. I got to ask, you know, did you ever think that it was possible to be playing on this field again? You mentioned you're a Fresno State player, right?
Yes.
And I know sometimes walking away from the college days and maybe rekindling those memories, but how awesome is it just to have the opportunity to play baseball again right here?
Yeah, definitely. Proud Bulldog. Came here, so it's overwhelming and joyful to be out here back on the field. Probably not in the same condition. 20 years older, tell you the truth, getting back. So it's definitely exciting. I didn't have kids at the time when I was here, so now I have three kids that'll get to see me play actually on the field. You know, I'd gone on professionally as well, and they never got to see me play. So a little bit of a heart to see them, you know, my son playing baseball and me drilling on him so hard on the field. Now he's got to drill on me to say, hey, Dad, why aren't you doing what you're coaching? You know, so I'm excited about it, and it's kind of brings a lot of pride to me. To come back out here.
Do you have a story from back in the day or anything, one of your fondest memories from this ball, or a great game you had, or what do you got in the memory bank in terms of a game you maybe had here at the stadium?
I don't know about a game. It was the overall experience playing for Bates when I was here. And it's kind of the way and that's what drew me with Coach Fonts is the way and mentality that we coach. We coach old school. We coach blue-collar, hardworking young men. We are here to build great baseball players but also great men. So that was what I took out of this program was this is more than the game of baseball. It's about life. And at some point, everybody's baseball career comes to an end. But what are you going to do beyond that? And that's what I took from this program is just the hard work. And, yes, you may be doing weights. You may be doing running. You may be doing hitting in the cage. But it's the dedication and discipline that's put into you at that time to succeed. That's what I took from this program.
Mike's just one player on this roster. But, Jeff, what other guys do we have today, if you mind sharing? Who's on this roster of Fresno Police Department that's going to be playing in this game tonight?
So Mike would know that probably better than me. Yeah. We have a couple of Division I players, at least three on the team, maybe four. And then some of the guys are just they're just weekend warriors, just out here to have a good time and be a part of something with the department. So
what do we got here?
So we got a couple ex D1 players, about five or six JUCO players. We do have another ex professional, Garrett Weber from Clovis High.
Okay.
Played, I think he went all the way up to AAA. I don't know if he got a cup of Joe up in the bigs or not, but played a long career in the minors as well. So. Definitely the pedigree, the resume's there. Let's just see if the age holds up for us.
Are these new uniforms, by the way, you're wearing?
We did. Last year we had some dry fits. I was able to – I have connection because of Buchanan and all the baseball that we do at All Signs with Michelle Woodward. She made us these beautiful jerseys that we're wearing and our hats. So shout out to them. Made us look like ball players.
You'll see it on our Instagram, but you guys are wearing a navy blue and you got the American flag imprinted on the police and the nice cursive script there.
FPOA on the side.
FPOA on the side. And you got the hats there too with the navy blue. So great stuff. I what's going to happen? I know you're going to predict this police win by how much, I'm guessing, right? Or are we staying humble tonight?
No, got to stay humble. So last year was a tie. We won't 10 run them, but my prediction is we win.
Okay.
We're having a different game plan this year. We got a different strategy, different game plan this year.
Jeff, you're coming from you're watching the game. Do you want to give us a prediction tonight as far as the game tonight?
I'm going to go ahead and say Fire has a better time than we do again because they actually threw a party in their dugout last year. They were having a good time. They were blowing off fire extinguishers and hosing us down on the field when we weren't paying attention on the first base. So I think Fire's going to have a good time. I do think we're going to win. But just grateful to be here, grateful for ESPN Radio, grateful for Fresno State. So we're just lucky to have the night.
Grateful to be here. And, of course, you can come on down. $10 tickets at the gate, right, for tonight's game. So if you got nothing to do here on a Wednesday, I can't imagine another place to be than to be down here for Police Department versus Fire Department, the Heroes United game tonight here at Bulldog, the baseball diamond here at Fresno State. Guys, good luck tonight. Best of luck to the police department. I have to be neutral, so I'm not reading on either side. We'll have the fire on the other side in the next hour. So, but I appreciate you guys coming on the show and stay healthy tonight.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of the show next on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader. All right, welcome back. And football is back, and so is your shot at big wins with the DraftKings Pick 6 app, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Your game day instincts can score you real money and fast. Here's the play. Just pick more or less on two or more player stats. That's right, from breakout rookies to elite QBs, and unlock the upside every snap brings. The better your call, the better your payout. Talking about maybe tomorrow night's game, could see some more points scored in that one. I'd like a little bit of the more side of things in terms of Jaden Daniels' passing yards. I think he could get action over there. So we'll see tomorrow night. Here's the kickoff bonus. New DraftKings customers get $50 in bonus picks with just a $5 entry. This season, play your player instincts. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code KFIG. That's code KFIG. Play just $5, get $50 in Pick 6 bonus bets. Make the call. Ride the upside. In partnership with DraftKings Pick 6, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 18+. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Void where prohibited. The one per new customer. Paper's running away from me. Bonus awarded is non-withdrawable. Pick 6 bonus picks that expire in 14 days. Limited time offer. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Back, ready for another segment of this show. Big thanks to the police department for joining us in the last segment. And now we are joined by Joe Gomez, who's been hanging out here for the day. Joe, perfect day for some baseball out here at Peabody Stadium.
It is very nice.
Yeah. So I'm already smelling some of the cooking that's going on. Look at the fire
hot
department
dogs over there. Right next to us, there's hot dogs too. You know, that was the first hot dog or anything I've ate since Monday, as you know.
How are you feeling?
I feel all right now.
Okay. Yeah, Joe got a little tummy ache.
Tummy ache from Monday.
So
I haven't been the same.
He has literally been starving since. No, you had a nice little cleanse for you. But it's exciting to talk a little Mountain West football. That's what I want to do today here in this next segment. And then we're going to be coming up in this next hour. We're going to talk more on the fire department side in terms of it for here. But this next segment we're going to call The Daily Spread, brought to you by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. The Daily Spread, if you're not winning on your teams, you can feel lucky at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Joe, you've been at Chuck Chancey, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a degenerate, and I like to go, you know, waste money and drink and, you know, do all the good food stuff, and I love it.
Oh, yeah. Joe loves it. Joe loves all that great stuff, and you can get that opportunity by going to Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino as well. So let's talk some Daily Spread opportunity, and we're going to have the whole crew here with it. Mountain West football slate, it's an interesting one this week in terms of it and taking a look at it as far as that's concerned. Only a few games. I think I only have 6 games on the docket for tonight in terms of it as we do a little do-si-do here at the table as Chloe's now joining us. Chloe, is her mic on? Do we have her mic on?
Just are you good? Say something.
No, nope, get her mic on there.
What are you on here?
She's right here.
What is that?
We'll get her. Hello, Chloe. You're there?
I think I am.
Yeah, she's
there.
Good.
We
I
go.
Hear you.
All right, so we're going to go through the slate of the Mountain West for our Daily Spread segment here, brought to you by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, like I said. Tomorrow, New Mexico's at UCLA Friday. It's Friday. I want to make sure I get that right. New UCLA, 15.5-point favorite. Now, I don't know how much you watched some college football last weekend. You get a chance to catch the UNLV-UCLA game. That was kind of crazy at the end of the game.
I heard crazy things. I did not watch it, though. I didn't.
UNLV had the game in hand. It felt like 30-10. It was over. No chance UCLA would come back. They did. They had the ball with down 7 with the final drive to see if they could tie it. And UNLV finally withstood the comeback attempt.
Interesting.
So UCLA, I would say, I'm not high on UCLA this year.
If that's what was happening, they were down by that much. I didn't, like I said, I didn't get to catch that game. But, I wouldn't be too high on them either.
New Mexico had a really close game with Michigan to start the year and then a really close game with Idaho State at home. So I don't know what to do in New Mexico.
Interesting.
15.5 feels kind of low. It feels like a 13-point game to me. In terms of it, what are your thoughts on New Mexico, UCLA?
No, I mean, that's crazy that they even kept up with Michigan, and then, you lose to Idaho State.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Like you
college
said,
football's weird.
And 14.5? Man, I don't know.
15.5.
That's crazy. That's a lot. And for what UCLA looks like
UCLA
right now, too,
struggles, yeah.
I don't think they do it. I don't think so.
Jorge, in the studio, what do you got? Do you think – too high, too low in terms of the 15.5 for UCLA and New Mexico on Friday night?
15.5. That's UCLA on New Mexico.
UCLA,
right?
Is the favorite, yes.
New Mexico, 15. Is this the same New Mexico that, battled out on Michigan?
Yes.
Yeah. That's too high, man. Too high.
Too high of a line. Jorge likes New Mexico in the matchup. Chloe, what do you think?
I mean, I'm favoring UCLA, but that is a high line. 15, yeah.
All right.
I disagree.
I think we're all in the same agreement. Yeah. We're not high on UCLA.
But you never know, man. I mean, like you said, that those point differences are there for a reason.
Exactly. I got three other games with spreads here for the Mountain West in terms of Saturday. Nevada taking on Middle Tennessee State at Nevada. Strange game in terms of geographical side of things. Middle Tennessee barely competitive against Wisconsin. They lost to FCS Austin Peay. You heard of them. I know basketball school.
Interesting.
I've seen them in basketball before.
Austin Peay.
So Nevada's a 9.5-point favorite. Nevada, remember, covered against Penn State.
That was a closer game than when I was watching.
46-11.
In the beginning it was closer than that.
And they barely beat Sac State. So,
but Sac State has been having a better program here and there. You know what I mean?
They're applying to be an FBS program.
I think Nevada should cover that. I think Nevada.
10-point win for Nevada?
They'll get a 10-point win over them.
Chloe, what do you think about Nevada versus Middle Tennessee State based off the resumes I gave you there?
Again, really weird geographic there.
Yeah.
That's super weird. I'm going to go with Nevada. Nevada's been looking strong, so I don't know. Again, I don't hear much about the other school in football, so I'm going to favor Nevada here.
Tough go for Middle Tennessee. Jorge, where's your vibe on Middle Tennessee State versus Nevada? Are we going to learn anything of Nevada being a 9.5-point favorite?
No, I think that's about right. I don't – it's Nevada. I don't think they have anything good this year.
No.
I think the line's pretty good. Right on point.
Ooh, as we get hats.
Ooh, look at that. Some
hats.
GB3 hats. All right. Sounds good. Appreciate that.
I won't impersonate a trainer in GB3.
You might talk to him, though. anyways, Joe loves to talk to people. All right, how about Utah? Number 20 Utah is going to Laramie to take on Wyoming. Both teams 2-0. Wyoming, a 23.5-point dog at home to the 20th-ranked Utah Utes, who beat Cal Poly. They beat UCLA. Wyoming has wins over Akron at 10-0 and beat Northern Iowa 31-7. What are our feelings about Utah at Wyoming?
And you're saying that was what, 21?
23.5.
Shoot. I want to say.
This is a strange one.
Yeah, that's a lot of points for Wyoming to be 2-0 and a little bit disrespectful. I understand.
Is Utah good? That's
Akron.
The question.
You said 10-0 who? Akron?
Akron.
Ugh.
Yeah, Akron, Ohio.
That's pretty sad. But it's a win. Win is a win.
A win is a win.
I think Utah's going to win, but not by that much. I don't think they cover.
A 21?
Yeah, I'm thinking 21, maybe 19-8 something, some field goals here and there.
Utah's ranked, but it's such a weird ranking because I don't think that UCLA being beaten by that much is any sort of thing of note, but maybe it's more of just respect to Utah.
I was going to say Utah's got that. Seems like they're ranked every year, so I mean they get those coaches AP things, and I think they're gonna win, but I don't think it's by 23. I think
okay.
I don't think they're gonna cover. I don't
Chloe, what do you think? 23.5
lot.
Undefeated matchup between Utah and Wyoming.
That is a lot.
But that's it's a point differential for a reason. There's someone in Vegas knows something that
somebody
we don't.
Knows.
It's true, so. But I mean Utah, they're a well-rounded school when it comes to these athletics, and their football team, it's ranked every year. So yeah, they might both be having a good season. I think that's really high. I am gonna still favor Utah, but I don't think it's gonna be.
You don't think they're gonna cover?
Yeah.
Strange thing about the line, by the way, Utah favored by 23.5, but the over/under is only 48.5.
Okay, so they're saying they're just going to blow them out.
Blow them out, low scoring, yeah, like low 31 to 3 or something like that.
I think they'll put up a fight. They got to put up a fight.
Jorge, what do you got? Utah at Wyoming, 23.5 point underdog for Wyoming.
That seems a little bit steep. I would say it is double digits, I think, but like I would say like a 12 or 14. But that just seems a little bit too much for my taste.
Little too much. All right. I think I'm kind of more on the Utah side. I don't know what Wyoming's
I could see
year.
It happening yeah. for sure. But so. I'm just – if I
but weird
to play
things
it, say,
happen in Laramie.
No, for sure.
Weird things happen.
I wouldn't put it – I'm not giving Wyoming that much disrespect.
Exactly. All right. We got an actual Mountain West matchup. So this is actually going to go to the conference record between these two teams. So first time we're going to see Mountain West on Mountain West. So whoever wins this is going to be first in the Mountain West after this week. Air Force is at Utah State. Air Force, 4.5-point favorite on the road at Utah State. What do you think, Joe, about our first look at a conference matchup in the Mountain West this
honestly,
year?
Honestly, I don't think Utah State's that good at all this year.
Let me give you a lowdown. Air Force has only beaten Bucknell by a lot. And Utah State, 22-point loss at A&M. That ranked A&M, and they beat UTEP by 12.
Okay. So, I mean, to even go to A&M and, only lose by that much is not.
44-22.
Yeah. I mean, you put up 22 against one of the better schools in the country. So, yeah. I mean, Utah State is Utah State. And I like that. It was one more time on the line. It was
4.5, Utah State and a home dog.
I think I like it.
You like Utah State?
I like Utah State on that one. Okay. I think they do it. I think they'll do it, and I think they'll cover.
They played well. I watched that A&M game for a while.
I was watching. That's what I'm saying. Same thing with Nevada at the beginning. It was a little closer than I thought it was going to be. It was 7-7 for the longest time, and then obviously they fell off at the end. But I feel like those guys did put up a fight throughout the game, even though the score is what it was.
Chloe, what do you think, Utah State Air Force?
I like Utah. Yeah. I like Utah. Yeah, they're a team that knows how to show up and fight. So I got to take them. Air Force, they're a strong team. I think it's going to be a close battle between the two for sure. They definitely both have their strong suits, and they know how to show up and fight. But, I mean, Utah has that home field advantage and everything, so I'm going to take Utah on that one.
Jorge, where are you at? Air Force, Utah State. 4.5-point favorite, Air Force. I think you're already leaning Utah State just knowing your allegiances to the armed forces.
I think you just stayed played a great game against UTEP. I think that win is it really cemented them as a competitor. I'm not saying they're out there, but their competition is good. I don't see anything about the Air Force that I like, so I'm gonna go with UTEP State.
All right.
I think that's a good line.
Over under is 50.5.
Okay.
I got 15.
What would you take? I'll take the under on that.
I'd take the under, too. Yeah. I think it's like a 22-20,
something like that.
The other two games on the Mountain West slate, of course, our game, Fresno State versus Southern U. By the way, a lot of people on Twitter are thinking we were playing Southern Utah, which is not the case. It's Southern University, the Jaguars out of the
Southern
SWAC. They thought Southern U, Southern Utah, which is the Thunderbirds out of the southern Cedar. Border of I can't remember the town there.
Cedar.
Is it Cedar, Utah?
Chloe knows.
I've driven through Southern Utah's area before.
I've never been.
I've been on their campus. It's a beautiful campus. Their gymnastics gym overlooks the football field.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I stayed in St. George before, so I know kind of the area. And then Portland State is at Hawaii. that's the warm-up Fresno State gets for Hawaii before we then go to the islands next week after that. So no line there. In terms of it, so kind of a light Mountain West slate. A lot of teams on the bye in terms of it, and we'll see where it all kind of comes from in terms of it that way. So, all right. So, by the way, do we still have these available? The tickets? Is that what you're?
Still have all four tickets right here.
No one's
come up to me yet, so they're still available.
You'll know once
they're gone.
Fresno State tickets. Come to our booth right here at Pete Biden Stadium here.
Bob Bennett Field at Pete Bowden Stadium here for a wonderful afternoon for you to go to the Fresno State football game. We're giving you four tickets. Come on.
Free 99. It's free 99.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful day, too.
It'll be nice.
Saturday.
If it's anything like this today.
I know, right?
Man, it's really lucky. It's
everything like that.
Super nice right now.
All right, Joe, appreciate it. We'll let you get back to getting more hot dogs.
Yeah, there's tacos around here too. I gotta try.
I'm smelling the taqueria over there as well. We're gonna take a break here. We're gonna come back for one more hour. We're gonna talk to the fire department in this next hour and get previewing this baseball game coming up here. Fire department, police department here. Stay with us. Behind the Bench rolls along on 1430 ESPN.
He's got the knowledge.
Because once again, I have to come on there and talk about how right I am once again in anything that it comes to sports.
He's got the questions.
I'm going to lose it. Are you kidding me? What are we doing here?
He's got the guests.
20th head coach in Fresno State history here, Matt. Is it hard to believe sometimes still the 20th head coach here in program history?
It's all moved really quickly here over the course of the last 5-6 weeks, but super excited to be here.
Phil Bonatti is the voice for the Central Valley sports leader. Behind the Bench starts now. Brought to you by Helena Agri.
That's right. Behind the Bench here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader. It is the 5 o'clock hour here on 1430. Like I said, Behind the Bench. One more hour before we say goodbye. And come hang out for the police versus fire department baseball game that we are live here from. We are out right behind left field at we're here at Bob Bennett Stadium, Pete Bowden Field here for another fantastic game. I'll tell you, folks, last year's game, thrilling. Fire department coming back, tying the game, and then they had to call it after a certain time. So, but I've been told they're going to play a lot more innings in this game. I'm told there will be a winner. We are going to see it through in terms of it, and we'll see who has bragging rights for the entire year between the police department and the fire department. Chloe, you've been around the show for a little bit today so far. You've seen maybe some of the guys in the uniforms for police. Fire, we're still trying to see who maybe be playing baseball. They're taking it a little more relaxed, it seems like it. But what are you scouting so far in terms of maybe baseball prowess between the two departments? Pull it up a little bit closer.
There we go. Yeah. both departments look really strong. Both look really excited for what's about to go on. We heard a lot of good things coming from police. Just looking at fire, I mean, they kind of look a little relaxed. They don't look too stressed about this, so I'm excited to talk to them. Both teams look super strong, and we're all out here to have a good time, so I'm excited.
Well, we had Jeff from the police department. He admitted fire's going to have a lot more fun today.
Yeah.
Did you hear you heard the talk? Maybe that is the edge fire has.
Maybe, yeah. I did hear him say that. And even whenever he said that, I was like, oh, what energy are you going to bring, though? Like, we know what happened last year. So I'm kind of excited to see maybe if they have anything in store. But I think it's been really exciting coming from both teams. It's, you know, he was talking. It's friendly fire.
So we'll see. We'll see where it all comes from. So maybe we listen to the fire department's interview, which is going to be coming up in the next few minutes. Who do we got? We had names of the folks who are coming. Who do we have coming up from the fire department, Chloe?
I have Brian Downs, Keegan Jones, and Keola Park.
Yeah. We had Keola on Monday. He was in studio, so we'll hear more from Keola. And then a couple of new guys who are coming in, Brian Downs, Keegan Jones. Looking forward to it. To hear from the fire perspective, which, by the way, shout out to them and the whole fire department. I know today's event, they'd love to have their full staff, but right now with some of the wildfires that are going on out in our area, they had to sacrifice, I think, a few guys to make sure they could fight that fire. So we thank them for offering that, and we wish those folks safe out there in the environment there. All right, so we got 5 o'clock hour, which means Jorge, we got to get our 5 at 5 in here. No matter what the show is, we always do a 5 at 5 in the 5 o'clock hour here. And it's our last 5 at 5 of the week, so I am going to give it a high school flair today. We've got my 5 best high school football games this week. I wrote them down here on a sheet of paper. I may not even be settled in terms of what order I want them in here just quite yet. So
I may make it up on the fly here in terms of it. But, Jorge, you ready to play the intro?
It's time now for Phil's 5 at 5.
That is right. The 5 at 5.
Qualification.
You know what, Jorge? You're good. You're good. I jumped the gun in terms of it. But, yes, we're getting into, obviously, what I think qualifies for it. And we're getting into this portion of the schedule now. Not league play just quite yet. The game's really having to wait a couple weeks later. When we start getting into early October, things really starting to matter here for these teams. But there's still some good information we could learn from it from these weeks. And so I can't wait for it. As you said, number five, Jorge. And I think I'm going to start with CVC and Clovis North. CVC, a team that's looking for a first win of the year, have really kind of struggled out of the gate to start in terms of it. And
number
a team, I think.
Number four.
Where are we going, Jorge? I'm already at number five.
That was my bad. That was my bad.
Okay. All right. Jorge, wake up. No, we're good. We're good. CVC versus Clovis North is my number five game of the week. Clovis North is a team we will have in a couple weeks on our radio when we see him play Frontier. Clovis North coming off of a bye week going down to CVC. It wasn't a close game last year, but in terms of this year, CVC's got a lot to work towards to get that first win of the season. They play a really tough schedule. They do schedule really tough, CVC does, but you got to start cashing in on these opportunities, and we got to see what it looks like. I have a lot of thoughts about Clovis North in terms of where they fit into this track, because I don't think they are totally out of the conversation. I think they have an interesting perspective when it comes to what they can contribute to the discourse of the track. Let's talk about their game against Redwood 2 weeks ago, a back-and-forth affair. They get the win. Redwood, I think, is a plus team, a team that's stock rising in terms of it. So I want to see what Clovis North can do this week. I want to see if CVC has something that they can offer for Clovis North in this game as well. If CVC gets this win, conversations change in terms of who is on top and where. Clarity on where that stands. So that's why CVC versus Clovis North, my number five game of the week.
Number four.
That's right, number four. And I'm going to put Lemoore and Sanger here, 2-1-2 teams on the docket so far this year. Lemoore had a really tough start to their season, a little bit of an upset loss to Washington Union. Got a really good bounce-back win in their latest game that they played. Sanger, a team that's trying to bounce back as well, a tough loss to Clovis East last week, and they were, after a good start to their year in beating a Dinuba team at the beginning of the season. They then lost two in a row to losing to Hanford by four and then, of course, losing to Clovis East. So Sanger, a team that needs to bounce back, I think, in this week at 1-2, show that they can kind of contend in this CMAC side of things. Feels like this is a game that can provide a lot of upside to it. And plus, Lemoore is a team that also has a really tough schedule down the stretch as well for them. So it is both teams trying to get to 500 that's going to be I think some really high stakes in terms of it. Both these teams, you feel like can be playoff teams, but you don't want to give away too many opportunities. So you're going to feel a little desperation in this game. It's going to be at Lemoore. I feel like there's going to be a lot of stakes to it. I think that'll be a really good game in terms of what we're looking at in the central section. So Lemoore and Sanger sits at number four for me.
Number three.
Number three, I'm going to pick Grant and Clovis East. Grant and Clovis East. Clovis East 3-0 on the year. Is it fair to say a surprise 3-0? I don't know if that's fair to say. Clovis East has played really good football the last year and a half and plus. And, of course, obviously it's a totally new overhauled roster, but they seem to have not lost a step in terms of winning. Is it different football than what we saw last year? Of course it is, because it's a different roster. But they can get stronger down the stretch in terms of what they can do on the football field. They're deep well this year. And so what can they offer against the Grant team? It's a direct comparison in what maybe a Central East looks like against Grant, because that's what we saw 2 weeks ago when Grant and Central East battled, and Central East had their struggles against it. If Clovis East has the same kind of game against Grant, or if they play a little bit better than Central East did,
then maybe we have a different conversation in terms of what Clovis East fits in terms of the track again, and maybe we can consider them a team that can be talked about at maybe potentially a top seed in the highest division of playoffs. But it's a big game for the Timberwolves. I know they have a lot to deal with in terms of that Grant team, and so we'll see where it all shakes out. But I would love to see how that game plays out up in Sacramento on Friday night.
Number two,
I'm going to a game that's going to be played tomorrow night. How about Liberty of Bakersfield at Buchanan? Buchanan 2-1, had some struggles against some teams, but I also think they've found a way to win through these first 3 weeks. Of course, Liberty is the team that a lot of question marks are going to be at as far as this team is concerned. 0-3 on the year. Haven't been really able to stop teams on the defensive side of the ball. Can Buchanan exploit that? Can Buchanan have an offensive explosion, take on a team like Liberty, and see if they can grab a win over one of the top Bakersfield programs, at least from their pedigree in terms of it. But we'll see where it all plays out from there. But I am looking forward to seeing if Buchanan can make a stamp, be 3-1, win over Liberty of Bakersfield, and then move into soon-to-be track play in terms of it. But Liberty, desperate team going into tomorrow's game, a desperation attempt to see if they can get in the win column this week. If they drop this game, then Liberty can be an aspect of it. I'm getting there, Jorge. I get it. I'm getting there, bud. I'll get to number one. Jorge, you're just pushing me through the segment, aren't you?
No, that was my bad. I tried, like, when I put the mouse over it, I accidentally clicked it, and it just goes off, and I shouldn't.
You're good. I'll just sell tomorrow night's game. Number one, Bullard, Bakersfield, Friday night. Of course, me, Paul Meadows, and Pat Hill will be on the call from that one in McLean High, so look forward to that. Two teams, 50-plus points in their last performance last week, so we'll see where they go from there. Bullard, a team that's trying to still find their way, they can do it with a 2-1 record. Bakersfield, a team that's beaten some decent teams in terms of they've beaten a Buchanan team. So Bakersfield High, one of those second-tier Bakersfield schools that we could see maybe push into the top side of it as well. So we'll look forward to that. But I think Bullard and Bakersfield could be a shootout in the making. Bullard's home opener Friday night on 1430. We can't wait for it, starting at 7 o'clock. And that's my number one game of the week.
That was Phil's 5 at 5.
There you go. And that wraps it up for that segment there. We'll talk more high school football as we go around and go into later part of the week, but I just want to give a little taster in what we have coming up. All right, when we take a break, we're going to come back with our fire department guys, talk about the baseball game coming up tonight, and see what fire has in store for tonight's game. So stay with us. You're listening Behind the Bench here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader. All right, welcome back to Behind the Bench here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader, and pleased to be joined by the other side of the tailgate, the fire department representation now coming on the show. We have police in the first hour. We now have fire in the second hour, keeping it equitable here. We got Brian Downs, Keegan Jones, Keela Park, who are with me here. And, guys, appreciate it. Beautiful day for some baseball, I would say, for a fantastic afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Oh, very well. Perfect day, nice weather, and glad to have everyone out here with their families and friends.
Absolutely. Guys, fantastic to be out here and see the celebration, the food, all of that as you take it in and have a day like this. This is one of the easier days on the job, I would say, in terms of it for this event. What is it like to kind of soak it in from your guys' perspective? Maybe we'll start with Brian down here at the end in terms of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is just a great family atmosphere to come together. You know, two sides of the badges. You know, we mostly only get to interact, you know, on the streets of Fresno. A lot of times when things aren't necessarily the best circumstances. And so to be able to come together, laugh, enjoy, you know, fun game. Get to you know, interact with our families, play some games out here even before the game, kind of just soaking up the tailgate. Yeah. It's just amazing.
Keegan, for you, when you're looking around and everybody has the camaraderie, it's a lot better than a call, I'm sure, and these days are ones you cherish, I'm sure, for something like that.
It is, yeah. I think the tailgate's the best part. I think these two sides coming together, we joke back and forth. There's a little friendly rivalry there between cops and firefighters, but at the end of the day, we're all on the same team, and this is a perfect representation of it. And it's cool to see the families out here. It's great. We get to meet each other's families and be together and tailgate, have some good food, and it's beautiful weather. It's a perfect day for baseball too.
I was telling you, it looked like, well, maybe dined down a little bit, but wind was blowing out the center, so straightaway center is the way to go if you're trying to. Akil, are you playing tonight?
Tonight,
you look ready. So yeah, in terms of it, what was the warm up? What's the get ready process for the game? Is it weeks in advance? Is it months in advance? What's it like for you?
Nah, you know what? Being a former baseball player, it's hard to get ready. Baseball, like I said the other day, they give you a round bat and a round ball, and they tell you to hit it square. But the preparation's not there, but this is just all for fun, you know, just to get everyone out here running around, make sure we stay safe. We're playing with wooden bats. Mm-hmm. So we'll see, though, if with the wind going out, you know, there's a good chance one of the Badgers will hit it out.
Yeah, we'd love to see it. I heard intel from the police department from last year's game. You guys had – it's not like you guys had way more fun than they did. In terms, they took it as serious, and you guys were doing the extinguishers and the celebrations. What does that say about what you guys want out of this baseball game? And of course, you tie them, and it seemed like it sounded like police kind of blew it last year in terms of it. So, tell me a little bit about the camaraderie there, and what maybe some people can expect for tonight's game.
You know, I think tonight, I think our tone and mood is going to be same as last year. We're going to enjoy here, have fun. Most of our guys are out here still in shorts and flip-flops. But I think our coach is kind of trying to round us up to start getting warmed up. But, you know, it's nice to get away from work and take some time to kind of relax and, you know, just enjoy. Rarely we get to enjoy and relax our time together. As Brian said earlier, you know, a lot of times we're running calls and it's more of a serious manner. So we're just going to take it all in. PD looked like they eased up a little bit this year, but I don't see much of them around. So they must be getting ready, because I know they weren't too happy with the tie last year.
Yeah, I heard they were in the cages like an hour ago. Getting some extra reps.
What does that say? Are you in your heads? Are you in the heads of the police department this year?
I think we usually are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a good place to be, Brian, in terms of it? I heard the talk. So I've heard some chatter, maybe on some calls. When you're sitting around with the when you're there on calls with police, sometimes you bring it up and you're chirping about it. How much is that brought up, especially as you get closer to the game time?
Oh, absolutely. We will use every excuse we can to to have one up on them. So if we can, you know, if we can take a, you know, a good activity and poke some fun at them, we'll take every advantage, especially if we see some ways that it's going to get under their skin, you know, like any good young or older brother is going to do. It's all fun, but we love being able to have fun poking at them.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what's great about it. I do want to say, you know, it is appreciative. Of course, it's important to have this game, right? And last year's game was an exciting one. But the importance of just having a game like this for the community and for the community of Fresno to come out and kind of celebrate these two departments, per se, and obviously a time of year, and we'll get into that, where people are reminded of the tragedy that happened 24 years ago. But just talk about the importance of the community being around folks like this, folks like in the fire department, in the police department. I mean, necessarily where it's not on a call or not in a dire situation, but in a situation where people are seeing you guys have fun and enjoy a day out.
Yeah, I think that's very important. You know, we're humans. However, when we got our uniforms on, you know, we take that oath to serve and protect and align with our mission. But it's important for the community to come out and see us. Hey, we do have fun. We do have some of us that are former athletes, some of us that are out here just going to try and have a good time. And even with our leadership from both departments as well as our locals, you know, they're all in on this. and supportive, and we have a good relationship. Police and fire, you know, we're all part of the same first responder family. We have our own disciplines, but it's important at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, and we're just all one big family, and this is our city. We all love the city of Fresno, so I believe our mayor, city manager, and we got some other council members out in attendance and city leaders, so it's going to be a good night and allows them to see us kind of in a different form rather than performing the work we do.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to get into, obviously, September 11th, and it's a heavy day for a lot of folks, especially for folks who were observing it and watching it unfold that day, and I'm sure all you had your own memories of that day, and I could go around and maybe we share just in that memory, but maybe we'll start with Brian. What do you think of when you think of that day 24 years ago and what it represents for the folks who lived through that day?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every time this comes around, it's amazing how, you know, just the realization of how fragile life is and yet how time just continues to move on. You know, to think, you know, 24 years ago, it was actually that, you know, the towers fell before I became a firefighter, before I was in the fire service. It certainly was instrumental for me as I looked at what I was going to do as a career. And do that, and so to join the family and to join that brotherhood, realizing that, hey, even though that event, you know, was, you know, happened thousands of miles away, that we are still all connected in the fire service and that brotherhood, that you know, we all carry that pain and that loss, but it's a larger representation too of just our country, of being like, hey, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter that those guys were working from a different department or different area. You know, they were human. They were American, just as we are. And so to think back on that, just the tragic events that could happen that happened, you know, now unfortunately almost on a daily basis here, and that just the call to, hey, all come together, that you know, we can stand with one another in solidarity, you know, and whether it's mourning and laughing together, to be like, hey, this is, you know, this is a true representation of what our country is, you know, being a citizen and coming together, sharing that pain, those joys at times. But we're in this together, and we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but we know that we'll face it together.
Well said and well pointed out there. Keegan, for you, how do you recall that moment, and then what does it represent for you? You know, now it's hard to believe 24 years ago. It's when you put it in perspective that way.
Yeah, 24 years ago, I was a freshman in high school. So it takes me right back to my freshman year, just starting my freshman year, September of 2001, and watching it on TV unfold before I went off to school. And I go right back to that moment every single year. And I remember watching it unfold, and I remember wishing I could be there. And I've carried that with me throughout my life. That's, you know, that's why I chose to become a firefighter, and because on people's worst day, I want to be there. I want to be the one to do what I can to make it a little bit better for them, however I can. I want to be a part of it and offer some kind of support. I want to be in the middle of it, and so here in Fresno, I get to do that every day on duty. Like Brian said, every day is a little different. We don't know what the next day is going to hold. So every day is special. Every day is unique. And I hold on to that very tightly. And I try to appreciate every day. Make sure that me and my coworkers can go home at the end of our shift to our families. And I think with all that in mind, it makes a day like today even more special, because it allows us to relax. It allows us to take a break from the stresses of the job, come together, police and fire, laugh, have fun, get the families together. Takes a little bit of that stress away for a little bit of time, and especially this time of year when we get that opportunity to slow down, reflect, remember those events 24 years ago. So,
Keola, what about for you, and what do you recall from that day and what it represents for you?
Yeah, similar to what these gentlemen said, you know, 2001, I was in college. I was actually getting ready for a workout for baseball. And, you know, just seeing those images on the news was surreal. And as you kind of reflect back, you know, and a lot of us were motivated us to become public servants or get us in the profession that we're in, both police and fire. And just, you know, always paying homage. You know, you always see that never forget. And these games like this, and here in the Central Valley, you know, right in our backyard, we have the California Memorial, 9/11 Memorial between Fresno and Clovis. And, you know, it's just, it's very important to never forget those that came before us. And one thing that, you know, as I reflect back is just how the country came together and united. And that's something that, you know, we strive for and work towards every day, and just got to make sure, you know, and that's what's cool with our line of work. We all come from different walks of life, you know, beliefs, socioeconomic backgrounds and so forth. But when those tones go off, whether it's police or fire, we have one mission. We put all our differences aside. And it's a beautiful thing to see us working on, whether it be whatever emergency incident. And that's kind of what those members that lost their lives on 9/11 did, to try and save the members in their community. So, I mean, as we look back, you know, that's very important. And 24 years, it seems like yesterday, but I'm very appreciative and grateful that we are truly never forgetting.
I'm curious, and as you guys represent fire department and what you do in your job, the importance of keeping that important for those who, you know, who are around, who may have not experienced that day, and the importance of, as we continue to go further, how much is that important to teach the generation that may have not lived through that, but understand how important it was for those departments to come together on that day and get the job done no matter what?
Oh, it's very important. You know, our Fresno Fire Department, we really embrace traditions and we hold those traditions strong. And those mentors that came before us, you know, they showed us the way and they made sure that we never forgot or learned from those. And we have a duty to make sure we pass those knowledges and experience to prepare the next generation of firefighters and leaders in our organization. So that's kind of how I believe many of us look at it. But I'll let Keegan and Brian share there.
Yeah, if you want to speak.
Yeah, I think it's just another reason why a day like today is so important. It's a day that we do take the time out of our schedules. We come together here. We get together. We have some fun. We play some baseball. We eat some food. But we also remember 9/11 together. And so having that tradition, tomorrow over in Clovis, the 9/11 ceremony, that's so important. And that we keep doing that, that we keep promoting that, we keep bringing people out, that we're teaching. I know Clovis Unified School District and Fresno Unified School District, they're really big on promoting that event tomorrow, so that teaching that next generation the importance of that day, all making sure that we truly never forget.
Yeah,
I'm a father of five. I've got 9 grandkids. So I you know, every day I see the importance of passing on, you know, what I've experienced in life. There's so much that my kids and my grandkids have not and will not experience. And if I don't share that, I I'm not doing my role. They're going to have their own difficulties, their own tragedies, but I can show them what empathy looks like. I can show them what it means to walk through grief, those things from those experiences. So if I keep that all to myself, that's really selfish of me. And I've got to, you know, we've got to take these events to kind of go back and look. I remember several years ago, you know, my own kids kind of got to the age, my wife and I kind of went like, hey, you know, you realize this was never part of their life. And so we sat down and we watched through some of the documentaries, you know, some of those things. And while it was, you know, almost a little more traumatic, you know, to relive those things, it was like, for my kids, it was the first time for them really to experience it and to kind of talk about it and kind of process it, that together, and recognizing, hey, if we hadn't done that, they were missing out on a big part of my yeah, life, my memories, and our generation.
And even for people, I'll self-admit, for me, I was a little younger, and I was in the third grade, and going through it from an adult lens, even for me, it's different going through that experience from what I remember and from what others remember. So it's obviously the importance of sharing that knowledge and what people were feeling in that moment. Let's talk about obviously back to today and what's important about it and the idea of having this game. And I want to commend, obviously, the fire department. I know there's stresses right now going on outside of it. I know some guys had to go help the fires on the wildfires. So for this game to happen, obviously, you guys had to make some choices and everything like that. But, Keola, tell me about the importance still of just having this game played, even though you guys are obviously doing a lot of work out there in terms of it with the wildfires out there.
Yeah, so our members that are unable to participate, you know, we support them fully. That's the mission, a mission over me. That's kind of the mindset of us as public servants. But the importance of this game, again, is bringing police, fire, and our entire community. You know, we blasted it out to our social media. We do understand that, hey, it's a weekday, but we hope the community comes out, like you mentioned earlier, to see us in a different form, in a different uniform, and just having a good time. And it's all about building relationships, networking with our community, because at the end of the day, that's who we serve.
Yeah. So let's get to the game. Got any predictions for tonight? Are we how many times as I transition to the idea of it, who's on the team, first of all? Anybody we should be watching out for from the fire department that's going to be here in tonight's game?
Well, we do have Mark Martinez, who's our team manager. He's a little one of the more veterans, but he's always unique, like contact hitter. He'll okay. get on base. But we got some young, hungry guys, Alec Reichman and Dylan Garrison. They're going to be hustling. Our catcher, Ryan Jay, he's going 110%. And I think those are going to be probably our four key players to look out for.
The horses. Anybody else you guys?
Yeah, we got a good mix between veterans and some newer guys.
Yeah.
So I think we had a good mix. That experience is invaluable for sure.
Okay.
So passing that experience on to some of our younger guys, like Keola said. We also have Michael Fain.
Yep.
Yeah.
Former pro
pitcher. So I think I've always said pitching wins championships.
There you go.
So I'm going with my guy.
All right, I'm going to go down the row here before we go. Score predictions for tonight. Maybe you don't need to go score specific, but maybe an event. Are you predicting anything? Are we calling shots? What are we saying? What's going to happen tonight? What are we going to see tonight out of fire?
I think out of fire, depending how our players hold up and if we keep a consistent lineup, not bat 20 batters, I think it's going to be an play our defense right. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. When I say lower, like less than 10 runs
yeah.
for each team.
What about for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's going to go back and forth. I think our guys, you know, just looking at them, our guys are loose. So they're going to come out, I think they're going to let some things rip early on, and then they're going to sit back and have a good time, I think. And that's probably going to open the door to let the cops back in a little bit and give them a little bit of hope. And then, you know, to us, that's just a setup. I think our guys at the end, you know, looking at it, I think our youth is going to be able to sustain the game and pull out the win.
Keegan, what about for you?
Yeah, I think we got some young, hungry guys on this team.
Yeah.
So I think Fire's going to take the lead and they're not going to let it go.
Do we got what's the uniform tonight? Is this from last year, or are these new uniforms? What do we? I see somebody in a uniform here.
Yeah, we actually tried to recreate one of our throwbacks from back in the
okay.
I would say the 60s. And just for the audience out there, Fresno PD is going to look a little bit bigger, probably a little more muscular than us. But don't judge a book by its cover.
Of course not.
Fresno Fire, we're coming in gritty and scrappy.
Hey, at least how many times are we going to see the extinguishers go off in the yeah. dugout? That's what I need to know. We're going to get get it rolling.
There might be a few tricks. You got to come out and see.
Yeah.
You got to come out and see. Check
All
it
right.
out.
Well, time's running out here. 6:15, I think the game gets going, or at least the anthem will get going, and you can get down here. Nine inning
yep.
game here. For tonight, so we can't wait to see it.
All
guys,
right.
I appreciate it as always, and best of luck for you guys in the game tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back and close out the show here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
Have
All right, welcome back to Behind the Bench here on 1430 ESPN, Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader. Big thanks to Fresno Fire for joining us in the last segment. So we've talked to police, we've talked to the fire. We are now ready to see how this game will go, which is starting in about a little less than an hour from now. I'd say 6:15 is a good time to be down here for. We're here, like I said, we are here at Bob Bettis Stadium at Pete Biden Field here at Fresno State. One more segment to go. Before we get to that, I do have a little bit of a schedule in front of me to give you for the rest of the week, so why don't I give that to you here momentarily as I look for it in my sheet of papers. It is windy, so I am trying to manage here, but here we go. So tonight, I did say nothing on 1430, but we do have something on 790, and I got to imagine they're already at the studio. Jorge, we got the Sunbird Sports Show people showing up right now, I bet?
Correct. The only one missing is the host.
Yeah, Paul Metters will be there soon, 6 p.m. starting right after this. So if you want to continue to get some content here, switch over to 790. We'll have the Sunbird Sports Show, the FPU Sunbird Sports Show, coming up 6 to 7 p.m. Tomorrow we'll have Sportsline Bulldog Hour, Tony D from 2 to 3. We'll have my show from 3 to 5 p.m. tomorrow, live from Fashion Furniture. Thursday Night Football, it's the Packers and the Commanders. I tabbed it as my favorite game of the week. Can't wait to watch that one tomorrow between those two teams. Thursday on 790, we'll have Grizzlies and San Jose Giants, do or die. Time for the Grizzlies. Need a win to extend the series. 6:30 first pitch, 6:15 pregame. And then if they do that, they will have a game Friday if necessary. That'll be on 790, same time. Friday we'll have Sportsline Bulldog with Tony D from 2 to 3. We'll have my show from 3 to 5 for Behind the Bench, 2-hour edition. And then we will head on over to McLean for the Bullard High School home opener. Bullard hosting Bakersfield on Friday, 6:30 pregame, 7 p.m. kickoff from McLean High. Excuse me. Sunday, we will have 10 a.m. to noon, Central Valley Sports Report with Paul Metters, live from First String Sports. So you can listen to his show from 10 a.m. to noon. And then we will have the Giants and the Dodgers on Saturday, 5:35 pregame, a 6:05 first pitch between the two hated rivals. We have A's and Reds over on 790 from Sacramento. That's a 6:30 pregame with a 7:05 first pitch from Sacramento. And then buckle up, folks. Busy, busy Sunday. Starting on 1430, we have the Niners and the Saints from New Orleans. That's a 9 a.m. pregame, 10 a.m. kickoff between those two teams. Following that, Giants and Dodgers will follow right at 1 p.m. whenever the Niner game ends. After that, on 1430, we will have Falcons at Vikings for Sunday Night Football. Sunday morning on 790, we will have Rams and Titans from Tennessee, 9 a.m. pregame with a 10 a.m. kick. Following that, you'll have A's and Reds from Sacramento, 1 p.m. on 790. We will be back Monday for another edition of Behind the Bench, 1-hour edition of Behind the Bench, because it's a old-school Monday night doubleheader. Next Monday, it is Tampa Bay and Houston at 4 and the Raiders and Chargers at 7 p.m. We will have the doubleheader. Texans game on 1430. The Raider game is going to be on 790. One final reminder about Monday, if you're a Major Wager fan, we will have Major Wager following the Raider game. So we're going to be doing the Raider game for Major Wager. So if you're going to go to Major Wager next Monday at me and Ed's Victory Grill, we're starting later, 7 p.m. 7 p.m., that's when we're doing Major Wager. Just wanted to get that PSA out there for you. All right, wrapping up this show. 5:48 on the clock. Hope everyone's heading on down here right now. Chloe, we now talked to the fire department. We talked to the police department. What's your gut feeling about the potential for this baseball game tonight now that you have scoped the landscape here?
I'm saying I feel like the police department's feeling pretty confident. You know, the fire department were – I know we talked about having to sacrifice some of them, and, yeah, you know, they'll still bring their energy. they'll still bring exactly what they can. But I mean, talking to this police department, they seem pretty confident, pretty strong. So,
Are you making an official prediction?
I am.
What are you predicting?
I'm going police department.
I'm going police. I'm going vibes. I think the fire department has some flair to them. I think they have some excitement. I think they have the fun aspect of
it.
They're talking about it. Even the police know it's in their heads in terms of it. The police feel like they want to have fun, but they're taking this game really seriously. And I think the fire department are like, you know, the Bad News Bears, but we love it. We love it. I can't wait to see what this game will provide in terms of tonight. Okay. We have some hot dogs in front of us. Are we doing a taste test here live on air?
Yes.
Joe, I want you to get a headset on because I need you to maybe do some commentary on this as well. I have a couple hot dogs from here. Chloe, maybe you just give them because you have two. You have two hot dogs and one bun here. So maybe, Joe, do you just go bunless or does Chloe want to go bunless here?
What do you want?
Here, let me get you a
get your mic'd up.
You want the bun?
I want the bun.
All right, I'll eat the hot dog.
All right, so there we go. What do we got? This is from the fire department side of things.
These are way better than the police ones.
These
are like Hebrew Nationals, that's why.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to eat the...
They're like the kosher ones or whatever they are.
Okay. I got the police side of things. I can't tell which one's the spicy and which one's the regular, so here we go.
That's a normal one?
I feel like you guys hold me in a hot dog now.
This is a spicy.
Oh, it's a spicy one?
How spicy is it?
It's got some spice.
It's all right.
I had the original one, the Bar S original earlier. Yeah. It's good.
These are both from the Bar S side of things. Jorge, I'm sorry. You're having to eat us here at the hot dogs.
Yeah. You guys hold me a hot dog now.
Jorge.
So you want to drive him back a hot dog?
I don't think there's enough for you. I'm sorry, sir.
All right. Cool. That's all right.
It'll get cold by the time you get there.
I'm used to it now.
This one's way better than the police one.
These buns are really good, too.
Good buns. Do we know where these buns are from?
These are look like ballpark.
Yeah.
And those? I don't know what those are.
Maybe Costco?
Okay. That's spicy. I just had a spicy. Now I'm going to try the regular. See where we get here.
The hot dog was bomb.
Joe, vamp for me real quick. Who do you think's going to win tonight, police or fire?
Oh, man, firemen all day. Fire department. I think you're going to take it. I think the police won last time, huh?
Tied.
It was tied.
Oh. No, I saw a trophy over there, so I was at the police
side. Maybe they won 2 years ago and they got to keep the trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it over there with the police side, so I was like, maybe they won last year, but I don't know. They both look strong. I'm not going to lie. Both these, both of their players, I've seen them in their jerseys. They both look like they got some athletes on their team, so should be a good game, huh? Do you know what the score was last year, Ty?
It was like 10-10 or something.
Oh, wow.
It was like a play at the plate, and then they ran out of time.
Ah.
Can I get a bite of the other end? Is that possible? See if I can get there. All right. Here we go.
That one's plain, though.
Spicy one.
All right. This is the fire department. Yeah.
It's better. Yep. I told you.
Yeah, Joe.
It's like a Hebrew National, I think. That's why.
Is it? Does this the fire just know what they're doing around the
Maybe
grill?
That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
I don't know. Remember we did, what was it, 4th of July when I got all those Hebrew? I bought like 16 of them. They were all gone.
Oh, yeah.
There's only like 6 of us at the station.
Yeah, we destroyed them. Jorge was grilling for his life because he had hungry people who are just dying to have any sort of food on 4th of July.
No, those are good. I like that. They're both good. I like the, like, just the... The original barbecue-ness of the Bar S, but man, those Hebrew Nationals are pretty good.
All right, what is the go-to hot dog toppings for you guys?
I'm plain mustard.
Plain
ketchup and mustard.
Ketchup and mustard. I'm a ketchup and mustard. Jorge, do you do the fixings or what do you do?
I put mayo on mine too.
That's mayo. So weird to me. I understand relish.
Mayo on the bun and then
I've tried the mayo. You know?
I don't understand it.
You know what I heard about? Some people put cream cheese on there.
I've heard that, too. I want to say Danielle did something weird like that, too, or something like that.
Maybe I feel like it's a Chicago dog thing.
I was going to say, I want to try a Chicago dog, like with the onions.
But that has, like, the bell peppers and everything. I'm sure that might taste a little better. But if you're going to have just, like, a dog with cream cheese, I don't know. It sounds funky to me, at least.
Is Paul Metters there? Is he there? Can we get him on a hot dog opinion real quick? Is that possible?
Let me try to flag him down.
Yeah, see if we can get him. See if we can get Paul Metters in here. We got like a minute left.
It's 5:53. Yeah, he should be in studio right now.
We got 2 minutes left here. And I need a hot dog opinion from Paul Metters before he comes on 790 for the Sunbird Sports Show. While I do that, by the way, reminder, Paul Metters, myself, Pat Hill, calling Bullard and Bakersfield from McLean High. Good old ball coach is going to be on for us. Can't wait for it.
Oh, you got Paul.
All right, Paul, if you can hear me. Hot dog, are you a hot dog connoisseur? What is your go-to hot dog toppings for your hot dog?
Well, this is the content that the people want, Phil. They're clamoring for it. They're cheering for it. They love this stuff. I don't know if I'm going to be more respected or less respected for this response, but I'll be honest. I like, if we're going toppings, right, I'm a mustard ketchup combo guy. I know some people are like, well, if you choose one, you got to go mustard only. Mixing it is a little blasphemous in some circles, but I am a mustard and ketchup guy. And if I have access to it, throw on some bacon. I'm cool with that. And sometimes I go cheddar cheese and melt it for a little bit if I'm at
home. That's a good call. That's a good – Paul, you're not blasphemous to me. I'm a ketchup mustard guy myself, although I do like me a spicy brown mustard sometimes instead of the regular yellow.
No one has said relish. I thought someone would like relish.
I don't understand relish. I feel like we all decided relish was a good topping, and I don't think anybody actually agrees.
I don't know. No. I just feel like
I throw relish in there when it's there, but if it's not there, then I'm good.
There's relish right next to us, Jorge. You would put relish on it?
I love pickles, probably. But I can't do relish.
Relish is gross.
Hey, gross. Paul, we got 30 seconds. Who's coming on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 in 5 minutes here?
Got men's and women's cross country, plus their new coach. Ray Winter stepped down to go into a full-time academic role, so it's going to be fun to get to know these student athletes. We got some really, really good athletes coming on the show, too.
Awesome. We'll switch that dial, go over 790, and hear Paul Metters on the Sunbird Sports Show. Paul, Jorge, Joe, Chloe, appreciate it, guys.
This I love hot dogs. Hot dogs are great.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 3 o'clock behind the bench. We'll be back then. See you tomorrow.